Japan's economy sees its longest expansion in three decades.
A couple of years ago, it seemed like every day we were talking about what's it going to take to get the, you know, the heartbeat back into the Japanese economy, and finally we're seeing it.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. After decades of stagnation, Japan is now experiencing its longest continuous period of economic growth since the boom of the 1980s, growing for 2 years in a row. It suggests Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's stimulus plan is working. The BBC's Asia business reporter Monica Miller has been looking at the data.
They had really suffered or couldn't figure out how to get out of stagnation, you know, that pesky situation where inflation rates are high, unemployment is high, but economic growth is continually slow. But now it looks like this is the eighth consecutive quarter of growth. And what they attribute this to is consumer spending. I mean, that makes up about 60% of the Japanese economy.
So are Japanese consumers spending more than partly as a result of the stimulus plan by the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to try to improve the economy?
We spoke to a couple of different analysts today, and what they all seem to say is that companies are now investing, and you know, with proper wages, jobs, the quality of jobs, all of this has improved over recent times, and it's really contributed to a positive environment of consumption. It had been negative for so many years, and that's what they attribute to the expansion of the economy.
In some parts of the world, there are concerns that central banks are going to increase interest rates, and that may well put a brake on economic growth. Any such concerns in Japan?
What we're hearing is that they will probably lag behind. A couple of years ago, it seemed like every day we were talking about what's it going to take to get the, you know, the heartbeat back into the Japanese economy, and finally we're seeing it. Now, there is talk about hikes of interest rates. There's tremendous volatility in the global markets. But some of the people that we spoke to said, you know, the Bank of Japan may hold off on that because they are finally seeing the benefits of these policies actually taking form. It's finally getting the results that they had anticipated.
Monica Miller, let's do the numbers. Despite today's growth figures, Japan's Nikkei ended down 90 points, or 0.43%. Europe's markets are up after data showed the Eurozone economies grew by their strongest performance in a decade. Germany's DAX is up 87 points, or 0.7%. The British film industry has set out new guidelines to tackle sexual harassment and bullying in the UK entertainment industry. BAFTA, which hosts annual awards, and the British Film Institute, which provides funding for movies, have introduced the measures in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Here's the BBC's entertainment correspondent Colin Patterson.
The British Film Institute and BAFTA consulted more than 40 organisations before drawing up a set of 8 principles, which they aim to have adopted across the film, television and games industries. Emma Watson was one of the actresses, asked for her input.
These principles are important because up until recently there were no guidelines, there was no protocol for someone that had been sexually harassed in the entertainment industry. No one could send me, here's the protocol that we follow when someone's had this experience, which I found shocking.
The most obvious immediate changes are that 2 people on each production will be designated workers, trained to handle problems that arise. From April, there will be a dedicated phone line offering free confidential help, while BFI funding and BAFTA awards recognition in 2 key categories will now be given only to projects committed to the new guidelines.
Colin Patterson. Now, the French President Emmanuel Macron had launched an online marketing drive urging global investors to choose France. He's also pushed through key labour reforms and cut corporation tax. His efforts seem to be paying off. The BBC's Lucy Williamson reports from Paris.
Welcome to France, where every week 21 foreign companies decide to make investments.
France's new government has made it a priority to change the country's image as a business destination. There have been liberal labour reforms and big cuts to corporate and wealth taxes. Bruno Le Maire is the French finance minister.
If you want to be able to fund solidarity and to help the poorest people of the nation, you need to have competitiveness. You need to have strong private companies. You need to be able to create jobs.
Business leaders here say confidence has accelerated since Mr. Macron came to power. Foreign investment in France rose by almost 80% last year, and the American Chamber of Commerce in Paris found that 3/4 of their investors, more than ever before, thought the business environment would improve over the next few years. But France is still seen as more expensive than, say, Germany, and more rigid than the UK. So why choose it? We're here in the games room at Google's French headquarters, and Google recently announced it was expanding its workforce here in France. Google's director general in France is Sébastien Missoff.
The French paradox is that 80% of the French users use the internet every day, but only 16% of the companies sell online. And I do feel that we moved from a place where French companies were afraid of this digital transformation to a place now where it's seen as an opportunity, and I think this comes from the state.
France has been touting the cultural appeal of Paris to try and woo financial firms from the City of London after Brexit. But Jezina Kamerling, an investment regulator with the CFA Institute in Brussels, says Paris still has work to do.
It is a lovely city, but is that what swings it? I'm not sure.
Many current investments, of course, were planned before President Macron came to power, and there's fresh confidence in the European economy more generally. But his approach and reforms have sparked a new optimism among business leaders here. And why not? As France's business agency would put it, isn't entrepreneur a French word to begin with?
Lucy Williamson there in the City of Love. Speaking of which, may I be the first to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. One in three people here in the UK have sent a Valentine's Day card this year, according to the Royal Mail. Its research also found that more than 2.5 million people here have posted themselves a card. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.